Chad, welcome. Welcome, one and all. If you're only just tuning in for a Tuesday morning, it's Radio Life and Style. You're with Mike in the morning. What a gloomy, thundery morning it's looking like it's going to be. Seaweed Steve's going to be giving you a word on the surf shortly. But right now, I've got a bit of an update for you on the wildlife rescue front. And representing the fantastic local non-profit organization that, you know, the name says it all, Wildlife Rescue, that's what they're all about, Lindy Elms is back in the studio with us for a Tuesday morning chat. Lindy, welcome to you.
Morning, Mark. Morning, everybody out there.
Hey, and alongside you, we've got Wildlife Rescue Ambassador and runner Gina G with some news we're going to get into in a second. Gina, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Very excited to have you both back in for a catch-up. And just to sort of recap, Lindy, for those that might have missed our chat last week and are kind of a little in the dark as to what the mission and the calling is with Wildlife Rescue, give us the story.
So, Mark, Wildlife Rescue is a non-profit company. We are first responders on the scene to any wildlife. We don't charge a call-out fee, so it's all at our expense. Our volunteers as well, they also, it's done at their expense as well. So we do a lot of, we need donations, we need support from the public. We do a lot of fundraisers to support that as well. And last month was probably our busiest month. We did 54 wild animals in
what?
1 month. That's just one organization that was just us that we know about. Our wildlife is getting it's getting wiped out with motor vehicle accidents, people shooting them, electrocutions, fighting. Not so much the fighting. We tend to leave natural causes, but anything that is inflicted by humans, we definitely help.
Oh my word! Yeah. So it seems that the work you're doing is only getting more urgent.
It is more urgent, and obviously the more we do, the more we have more funds we need to raise for our petrol, vet bills, medication, specialized feeds and everything. And this is why Gina's jumped on board, and she's helping us with our fundraising by doing the marathons that she's got lined up, and she's got some really exciting news to tell you about her first full marathon last weekend.
This was what we were chatting about last week. We knew there was a big event looming. Gina G, well-known local trainer and fitness personality, runner, and this last weekend, now having ticked off her very first proper full 42-kilometer marathon event. Gina, you're looking very strong in the days leading up to the run. You're looking even stronger now on the other side of the run. I want to know, how did it go on Sunday?
Mark, it went really, really well. I stuck to a plan. I had a plan in place.
Yeah.
And it basically was an awesome run. Did I stick to my plan? Sorry, I'll correct that. I actually got to the start and I just thought, you know what, I'm feeling good. And the main objective was to get to the start. I had a vision of finishing.
Yeah.
I had a time set in place, and basically I achieved that, which I was really, really chuffed about. And just also the whole cause of, you know, why I'm wanting to do this and what I had in plan.
And the pressure of the people that had pledged to support you on Backer Buddy.
Mark, can I just say that Gina didn't get her time. She bettered the time she had set. So.
That's what we want to hear. It was all that support that you knew in the background, the weight of the cause that you were running for.
No, absolutely. I just really would like to also say, just speaking on the cause and the donations and our fundraiser that we have placed on behalf of myself and Lindy, we really just want to express our sincere gratitude for the incredible, we have had such incredible support and generosity, which we've received through donations towards Wildlife Rescue. Guys, your contribution truly makes a huge difference in this cause, treatment and rehabilitation of all the injured animals. With that said, I just need to mention that it's an ongoing journey. I do have some races coming up and events planned.
So you're not hanging up your running shoes and
no.
Catching a breather? No.
No.
She's buying new ones.
Yeah. I've got some set mileage on my ones now, so I'm needing to look at other ones. And yeah, it's just been incredible. And as I said, it all went to plan, and we just gonna continue to
keep the legs
going. And I do have in 2 weeks' time an Oxford Pecker race that I'm going to be doing. Well, it's more like a trail, 2 day trail.
Hey, this is the famous Ox Pecker. This is going to be really exciting. Yeah. And what a great wild setting to be running in.
Absolutely.
To support a cause like this. Hey?
Absolutely.
And Mark, one other thing. Gina has been accepted into the accepted with an entry into the Spain. Gina, Spain.
What is this?
Yeah, so it was actually quite weird because on Sunday I completed my first full marathon, and then I was on a waiting list, okay, because all the entries had been taken up for the Seville Marathon, International Marathon in Spain.
Whoa.
Next year. So I got an email yesterday, confirming that I had received an entry.
Come on. So how's the timing on that, hey?
I'm going to be running for Wildlife Rescue in Spain, International Marathon, next year.
That is awesome.
Feb. Yeah.
Taking the cause international, that is fantastic. And, this sounds like this thing's only gaining momentum and excitement.
Absolutely.
So congratulations.
Thank
on you. Such a strong run. And for all those good hearts that got behind the run and the cause on Backer Buddy, thank you to each and every one of you, because you know that every cent raised is going straight towards powering the work that Wildlife Rescue does, which is done entirely on their own dime and without any call-out fees to the public. Going forward, keeping eyes on your social media pages, I suppose, is the thing to do, Lindy, to make sure that when new events are popping up and new fundraising opportunities are there, and for contact details, folks have it all on hand.
Yes, Mark. So we have a Facebook page called Wildlife Rescue Belito, and that gives our things on. But Gina and I have a page called Gina G Running for the Wild. And that's where our Backer Buddy is, and that's all Gina's experiences and runs and follow-ups, and that'll be on that page. So it's Gina G, Running for the Wild.
That is the one you need to be looking at, both of those right now. In fact, if you've got your phone close to hand or if you're at your desk already, make sure you're liking, you're following, and you're keeping your ears on 88FM, Radio Life and Style. We'll keep you updated, and we'll be counting down to the Oxpecker now, and to Seville beyond that. Really, really exciting, and what a cool story. Thanks for giving us the update on a Tuesday morning, ladies.
Thank you.
More power to Wildlife Rescue, more power to Gina G, Running for the Wild, hey?
Running for the Wild, and Oxpecker next, and then other events that we will be participating in through the year, and then obviously the big one is next year in Spain.
And look out for Gina on the road with the yellow paw print logo.
Give her a hoot.
Give me a hoot and give me a lift.
Hey, Megan Trainor here saying, Gina G, she doesn't sweat, she shimmers.